This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A government whistleblower who says his early warnings about coronavirus preparedness were ignored says America's window to get ready for a resurgence is closing. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Appearing before a House panel, Dr. Rick Bright says his early virus preparedness concerns were dismissed. Among other things, he's worried about efforts to develop a vaccine.
We need to have a strategy and plan in place now to make sure that we can not only fill that vaccine, make it, distribute it, but administer it in a fair and equitable plan.
The White House has set up Operation Warp Speed to do that. And President Trump is disputing Bright's belief that it'll take longer than a year and a half to develop a vaccine.
I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. And I think distribution will take place almost simultaneously.
He's calling Bright an angry and disgruntled employee. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Nearly 3 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week as the viral outbreak led more companies to slash jobs, even though some states have begun to let businesses reopen. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Another week and another grim unemployment report.
This is frankly another sickening punch to the gut, and unfortunately, we need to be braced for more incoming body blows along these lines.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We're well above 30 million total new claims for unemployment benefits. We know that the unemployment rate was elevated in the month of April, and there's no relief on that front either.
And the solution remains the same.
We need a vaccine. We need the vaccine deployed. We need to have effective treatment.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Richard Burr is stepping aside as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee during an investigation of stock trades he made before the sharp market downturn triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The FBI served Burr with a search warrant for his cell phone as part of an investigation into the timing of the coronavirus pandemic and the sale of stocks.
This is a distraction to the hard work of the committee and the members, and I think the security of the country is too important to have a distraction.
Texas's John Cornyn is also on Burr's committee.
I respect his decision to step down. Obviously, he's entitled to a presumption of innocence.
Burr has acknowledged selling the stocks because of the coronavirus, but said he relied solely on public news reports. He says he's cooperating in the investigation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of his country Thursday, but said it would remain in place.